Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new species of being, one new humanity, one new man. Because there's a special anointing on Jewish people. It's a spiritual DNA anointing on Jewish people. And there is a spiritual DNA anointing on Gentile Christians. And when these two anointings merge, it forms the one new man, which, according to Paul, is the full resting place of God. And there is such a move of God's Spirit on Jewish people, and someone's head is being healed right now. Anything you need in the head area, if you have and if you have back pains, you're being healed in the back. I mean, God is healing people, because, and one of the reasons is I'm interviewing Franklin Walden, and we found out that Franklin comes from quite a godly heritage. His father mentored him in the miraculous, and but somehow he got, he bought a lie that he could make enough money to bless his parents. He accepted that and didn't move in the gifts that God had given him. He went into the army. He miraculously got out. He made vows to God. He did not honor them. And then he was given a death sentence, 6 months to live because of heart trouble. He took all of his energy. He managed to get to a little church. And what happened in this church, Franklin?
We got there just about time they was coming out of Sunday classes. And everybody was still standing up. And my heart was just going, you could hear it beating. I thought it burst. And the preacher that carried me, he said, Pastor Sanders, I think we need to pray for Franklin. And so they just stopped everything. And it brought me down to the altar. I was standing there. And the pastor opened up my shirt, put his hand over my heart, and began to pray. But nothing happened. The piano was playing softly. Sister Kelly was her name. And then suddenly she quit. And she made her way through the crowd of the people and touched me on my right shoulder. And the moment she did, the heart was completely normal. And the pastor thought I'd died.
Why is that?
Because he couldn't feel the heart.
Hmm.
Just quit all of a sudden. And that's when God really got my attention, and I went into ministry from there.
I can imagine that. Now, tell me about the time, literally, a cloud came to you and God spoke to you.
That happened later, after I had just started in evangelistic work. And this brother Bob Cole that I mentioned, he knew some people up in Kentucky. The name of Sizemore's, and he wanted me to go up and...
I'll tell you what, before you even tell me about that, tell me a bit about Bob Cole.
Well, they called him the man it wouldn't rain on.
Why wouldn't it rain on him?
Well, he walked for 5 years. He was a wealthy man and gave it all up to be in the ministry. He's a Southern Baptist preacher. Got filled with the Spirit, and he... This day, going into Thomaston, Georgia, and they had a revival scheduled at an old cotton mill warehouse. And as he's coming down the road, a storm came up, 5 miles out, 10 miles out, and it was a real bad cloud. And that rain, 10 foot behind him or 15, and he never got wet. Till he got in the city, and it followed him. And then again, things happened so miraculous in his life that he was craving some pecans, and he asked the Lord to give him some pecans. He said, I just craved them. It's an old paper shell. No pecan trees around. And if walking, and there was a pile of pecans on the side of the road, just piled up, waiting for him.
Did he ever find out who put them there for him?
He knew who put them there. God put them there.
Huh.
He'll give you the heart's desire.
Now, you were at a meeting that he was at, and he began to prophesy about you. Tell me about that.
He said, Franklin, he said, God wants to use you to build a kingdom and not building houses like you have done. And he began to prophesy over me and tell me that I was going to be a minister to take the gospel to the people. And he even made this statement. And he said, what you preach, in the end time, the Jews will accept it. Why he made that statement?
I can tell you why, because the Jew requires a sign, and you move in signs and wonders. He also prophesied that you would begin to know things about people. Tell me about
that. That was in another meeting.
Well, tell me about that one.
All right. Sometimes he'd sit with his hands over his face like that, and he said, there's a young minister on the platform, and said he's going to receive a gift from God tonight to be stirred in him. He'll be able to look right into your heart, tell you the very secrets of your heart.
And we just found that out this week, that you were able to do that.
And I thought there's about 20 ministers there. I was the youngest one. I looked around to see who it was going to be, and nobody stood up, and it felt like something got me by the belt, picked me up, and I began to prophesy. A man run to the altar, later became a Pentecostal preacher. Another lady run down, and I pointed her out, and she got healed and set free from demon powers, and that's where it started.
Well, I can tell you the presence of God is just on you telling that story. The presence of God is just exploding in the studio right now. Is God speaking to you about anything right now?
Someone has just got healed of their left side of their neck, going down behind the ear. It reaches down into the cavity of the chest. They've just been healed. And that's, thus saith the Lord.
I love it. Now, so you find that when you're speaking and the Spirit of God comes over you, you can just look in the audience and know things about people?
Oh, yes. When the Lord, I can't do it on my own. I have to wait for that upon anointing. Now, if you might not, let me explain. We are filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. But Acts 1 and 8, he says, when that anointing comes upon you, you shall be my witnesses. Now, this is something that I teach on sometimes. And what it is you know you have the baptism. You know that he's within you. But then when that anointing comes and makes connection with that that's within, you have 100% faith. Only God is speaking. No outside interference. And that's when you speak.
Tell me about that young girl that had no pupils.
Oh, that was outstanding. That happened in Moultrie, Georgia. She was from Albany, Georgia. And her mother brought her. And we prayed for her. Had no pupils. And right there before the congregation, God put them in her eyes. All, wasn't nothing but matter in there. That don't matter. It's light blue in there. And when I took my hands off of her, she could see perfectly.
And what color eyes did she have?
Blue eyes.
And you saw it with just no color or anything?
No color whatsoever. No pupil, nothing.
And so she was 100% blind. Could she see then?
No, she was born that way.
I know, but could she see?
Oh, yeah.
When the...
yeah.
How old was she?
About 6 years old.
My goodness, you almost missed that by going into business.
Yeah, God was merciful to me.
Now, tell me what kind of feedback you're getting from the two books that we're offering this week. The first book is called The Unmistakable Invisible Anointing. Did God ever tell you anything about what would happen from this book before it was distributed?
I know God told me what to do. And the man that helped me with the book, he said it's going to be powerful. I said, I believe it will help people to understand that this anointing is still for us today, and especially the young ministers that's coming up that's never heard or never seen it on this fashion.
We have a whole generation that hasn't seen these things. A whole generation has come up, and that's why this book is going to mentor them. But then, I love the little booklet that you have with this book called Take These Steps to Be Healed. Are you getting reports of people being healed,
man,
from this?
People are getting healed by just reading it. They told me. I get like telephone calls, emails, letters. They read it. They've been healed just reading it.
Tell me about the person that had a metal rod that God healed.
That was in Barrie, Ontario. Strange the way it happened. I was under my big tent, and I called this lady out of the audience, and I told her what was wrong with her. She was Catholic, and I found out later. And she said, there's nothing wrong with me. I said, oh, yes, there are. Everything I said is wrong with you. She said, no. I said, then, what about those pills? You just got the prescription filled in your pocketbook. I told her the color of them, what it was for, and she almost panicked. She got healed. She pulled them out and showed them to the people. Well, she had a nephew back in Toronto, and she went back and told him. And he had been crippled for 9 years, I believe it was. I think I'm correct on that. And so he came that next night. I prayed for him, and God took the metal out of his back, went back to the doctors.
I'll tell you what, we're out of time. Get his two books. Let him mentor you for a donation of $25. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.